Welcome to Twist for the week of December 19th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, the Florida Department of Revenue has issued a technical assistance advisement concluding that receipts from sales of access to online learning services were subject to Communication Services Tax, or CST. The taxpayer contended that its service should be considered an exempt information service. However, the department noted that the definition of information service expressly excludes any video service. In the department's view, the taxpayer's cloud-based platform that allowed customers to stream and download educational courses was subject to the CST as a video service. In Ohio, enrolled House Bill 223 expands an existing sales tax deduction for bad debts by allowing vendors to deduct bad debts on certain third-party accounts affiliated with the vendor. The deduction would be allowed even though the debt is charged off on the books of the third party and not the books of the vendor. In other news, on January 1, 2023, the rate of sales tax imposed on sales of food will be reduced in two states. In Kansas, the state sales tax rate on food and food ingredients will be reduced to 4%. The state sales tax rate on food will further decrease the following year and will be reduced to zero on January 1, 2025. In Virginia, sales of food for home consumption and essential personal hygiene products made on or after January 1, 2023 will be subject to a reduced 1% rate. Both states have issued guidance addressing the rate reductions. This is our last twist for 2022. Thank you for listening, and we'll resume in 2023. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.